Here's your morning brief for Thursday, March 23rd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that the U.S. military plans to send aging A-10 attack planes to the Middle East as part of an effort that involves shifting more modern fighters to the Pacific and Europe to help deter Russia and China. The moves come as the Pentagon is transitioning to a new era of competition with those two world powers, while also looking to avoid a shortfall in the Middle East region. A Pentagon spokesman said its global force management process is dynamic, though he declined to discuss details. Coinbase, the largest U.S. crypto exchange, says the Securities and Exchange Commission has warned the company of a potential lawsuit. Coinbase says it received a letter from the SEC known as a Wells Notice, which regulators use when they believe a company has violated investor protection laws. The notices aren't final because SEC commissioners must authorize any lawsuits or enforcement settlements. A Coinbase spokesman said the company is confident in the legality of its assets and services. An SEC spokeswoman declined to comment. A number of TikTok influencers gathered near the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday to push back against a possible U.S. ban on the Chinese-owned video app. The company invited the influencers to Washington to help lobby lawmakers and others ahead of CEO Shouzi Chu's scheduled appearance before a House committee today. TikTok has been trying to address concerns among U.S. officials that the app poses a security threat. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher, and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures rose ahead of the release of new home sales figures and weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.